Oh, we've asked our special gaming correspondent, Kerry Allen, who's been on many times,
yes,
to review a game that's taken the internet by storm. It's only £4.50, so it's not that expensive. And it's called A Game About Digging a Hole, where you go into your garden and you literally dig a hole.
Okay.
But you the lower you get like to the centre of the earth, and then there's treasure chests and stuff, and apparently it's hilarious. But anyway, Kerry, take it away.
A Game About Digging a Hole became a bit of a viral indie sensation on PC a few weeks back, and for only £4.29 on Steam, about the price of a cup of coffee, I decided I needed to see what all the fuss was about. It quite literally is a game about digging a hole. When you load up the game, you see a poster advertising a house for sale that has buried treasure in the back garden, and then you're straight into playing the game, equipped with a combined shovel and metal detector that will explode if the battery runs too low. I didn't really get much more guidance than this. This is one of those games that you learn more about as you go along. And I'll be honest, I started digging aimlessly in the garden around a giant X, not entirely sure what I was meant to be doing, but picking up a load of stones with my shovel. Very quickly, my inventory became full, and it took a while to work out what to do next. So I explored the garden a bit, realised I could go into the house garage, and that's where you learn a lot about what is possible in the game. There's a computer for you to sell your stones, and you can use the money to charge your metal detector battery, upgrade your shovel, and even purchase a jetpack. All very curious. So I went on, digging aimlessly in the garden, getting deeper and deeper. Still not really sure I was doing the right thing. But the deeper you go, you discover more expensive jewels, and more money means more upgrades. But the deeper you go, the less easy it is to jump back out. And that's where the jetpack comes in, which will also drain your battery. You can also lose health if you jump into a hole that goes straight down several metres, much as in real life. So realising all this, I started all over again, realising that this is a game with tactics. You have to think carefully about what to spend your money on, constantly keep a check on your battery, and dig as deep as you can. I don't want to say more than that, but the deeper you go, the more you discover, and you really, really, really need to go deep. Now, this is a one-level game, and I would say it's a game you play over time. You can save in the garage and play a bit each day, or as I did, you can try playing in one sitting and then get extremely frustrated at how much time you've wasted digging a pointless hole. But it is addictive. You'll find that you keep going back for more, seeing if you can get that bit deeper and finally finding the hidden treasure. I was trying to think about who would enjoy this sort of game. If you were around in the 90s, it's got a similar sort of appeal to games like Solitaire, something you open on a whim, play for a bit and close. It will definitely have appeal to bored office workers, especially those working from home. It's the kind of game you play to pass a bit of time, especially if you're in a Zoom meeting. And hey, maybe there are some of you out there who just have dreams of finding buried treasure in your back garden. It might be the game for you.
£4.50.
Wow, bargain.
That much fun.
And she's still digging now.
Keep digging.